So before I need to start, does anybody have any dedicated names they want to go by? I know we got NASA, we got Antimatter. Alpha, do you have any dedicated names? And Caviar, do you have any dedicated names?
No, not really.
Mommy.
Caviar is fine.
I don't know if I'm going to call you okay.
And you know, that was a joke.
Say it, no balls.
No balls. The instigation we have here. All right, okay.
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing?
How about a nebula?
Oh, this is nice.
What would this gorgeous gas cloud look
like
up close?
That this fabric is not limited to one zone or another. In fact, there's a region of the fabric that could hash out an entire universe with the variations in the laws of physics simply because...
How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve?
Good question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Oh.
Reality can be whatever I want.
You are now inside our nebula.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome back to episode 4 of Into the Nebula podcast. In this podcast, those are for those who are curious, trying to figure out what nerds think about, what geeks think about, and what these virgins out here think about. Excluding me. Who coughed?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You added that shit in. You didn't give me that. You gave me a complete... You told me like, yo, look, this is what I'm going to say. That was never in there, you motherfucker. I'm a pet now.
All right, editor.
How dare you?
Wow, editor. Remove all of that. Anyways, for those who seek the curiosity and the life's journeys, we ask the tough questions, the simple questions, and some you didn't even know you wanted to ask. My name is Sunny. I've been documenting my life for about nearly a year. I don't own a doctorate, nor am I qualified to teach any lessons on anything other than sexology. I'm just your underling.
That was something. Look, looks like there's something else you added without going by the focus group. All right,
anyways,
good job.
I'm just your ordinary man seeking to find answers inside our nebula. I am joined here with my co-host, Antimatter. What's been good, man? How you been?
Yes, hello everyone. It is I, your fellow co-host, Antimatter, and I am here once again. Damn, it's crazy, right? Like, who would have thunk it? Certainly not I.
Let's see, who are we joined here with? I believe we have a few Nova guests coming in from different parts of the galaxy. We have Princess NASA of the Andromeda Galaxy coming back. How's it going, NASA?
Yeah, hi, I'm back. Did you miss me?
Not really, I don't think anybody missed you. We have a few
fine!
Others. We have a few others like, Mommy. I hate you so much. Would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Okay. Alright, just say something. Introduce yourself. What's something special about you?
I love women.
Oh my goodness. Alright, okay.
And yo, what a coincidence. Right? I like women too.
Yeah, bro.
We should go have sex with women together.
Editor, cut this out. We're also joined here with our residential guest, Caviar. How's it going?
It's good.
I think this is your first time. NASA's been here twice and Mommy and Caviar are here for the second time, first time each. But
how many times have I been here? Hold on, you didn't say how many times I've been here.
Let's see, we've recorded about 26 episodes. This would be the 27th episode. You've been here for 25 of those.
Hell yeah, there we go.
And Caviar, tell us something special about yourself.
Dedication.
Tell us something special about you. Why are you here?
A guest came off, and then I came on.
So,
okay.
I was expected for the next episode.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm really glad that we have you guys so much. And I just want to go ahead and say a thank you in advance for those who are watching us on Twitch, those who are tuning in through Spotify, Apple Music, and all the other rest. Oh, we have Moo in chat. Moo, what's up? Go ahead and message in VC if you guys have any questions, and we'll be sure to answer them. Today's topic, we'll be discussing long-distance relationships and the language of love. Anybody's thoughts before we go deeply into this?
Shouts out to whoever requested this topic. I forget your name.
I think it was Mommy who requested this topic.
Shouts out to you specifically.
You're not gonna say Mommy.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
I'm not gonna say that. You could call me Alpha.
I'll call you Ma. I'll do that. Shout out to Ma. Really putting it out there, you know? Giving us a topic for the week, because I didn't know
just
what the heck you were going
to
talk about.
Just doing what I can to make the world a better place.
I like it. Alrighty. So, throughout history, right, there's been several psychologists, historians, and even theologians who all agree that love is a huge part of what we are as humans. It's ingrained in our genealogy and psychology, and this sometimes causes us to find places not otherwise common, especially in recent times due to the rise of the web. We have a whole new world to surf, the internet. Sometimes people find love there too. What is the number one requirement you think should be in a long-term relationship? Caviar, you first.
I think it's honesty.
Honesty? Okay, why?
Because it's just important to be honest with your partner, especially because it's an online or long distance relationships. You need to be honest about everything, because it's literally all it's built on, the honesty of your partner. All
right, what about you, Mommy? What do you think is the number one requirement in a long-term relationship?
Good communication.
Okay, why?
Really suck if you didn't talk to your partner.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Nasa?
Mine would be communication as well, because if you don't communicate with me, then that's just stupid.
That's stupid? All right. For anybody who is trying to date Nasa, all of our dear listeners, that's the number one thing she requires. Communication.
Communication!
Okay. Editor, please edit that out. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
But a lot of our guests seem to like you because of your lack of English, so that's why they like you. All right, so next up we have
my sexy accent.
Your sexy accent? I don't think I have a sexy accent.
I think
you don't even have an accent. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
I am British.
British.
I have the sexiest accent here.
She's from Space British. Well, you gotta put that
British
down.
Yeah,
Space British.
Space British, the planet of Britain.
Space British!
Yeah, it's not regular because you're, you know, galaxy of Andromeda, so Space British.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mommy is from Space Sweden, right? Have you ever been in a long-term relationship? If so, how did it start? Let's go with NASA first.
Yes. I have been in multiple, and they started off great, and then they just went nope.
Oh, okay, that's going to be a question that we're going to be asking next. I will let Antimatter ask that when we get to that. How about you, Mommy? What about you?
Well, it all starts. Somebody just slides into those DMs, you start talking, they talk and become best friends until one confesses their feelings for another, and then you start dating and then you're all in love and then you get married and have children.
What part of that story are you in? That's what I thought. Anyways, that again. I love you. Anyways,
I forgot that I was gonna answer the question.
Right.
Yes,
uh-huh. That's it? Oh, wow, okay. Alright, Caviar, have you been in a long-term relationship? If so, how did it start?
I've been in two. I started
literally on Discord. It's so sad to say, but like, yeah.
Discord, huh? Not Tinder, not Hinge, not ChristianMeet.com, not even ChristianMeet.com or FarmersMeet.
I'm on Discord too.
What about Farmers Only? Yeah, what about Farmers Only?
I met mine on Discord too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There's nothing wrong with Discord.
Wow.
And then I got married to him on Minecraft.
Oh.
Oh, that's cute.
Damn, damn bitch, that's serious.
That's serious. Yeah. He gave you a diamond and everything. hey, Antimatter, aren't you an island Mexican? Isn't that what y'all do for like the papers? Platonically get married.
I'm a space island Mexican. Thank
space
you very
island
much.
Mexican, yes, of course.
All right, get your fucking facts straight.
Exactly right.
And no, I can't say that we do. I'm not really educated on platonic marriages. I'm sorry.
I don't think we really do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing. You're not educated on platonic marriages? Oh my god.
I think we've gone through it. Actually, hold on, Antimatter, what about you? Have you been in a long-term relationship? If so, how did it start?
Alright, look here, look, listen. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was at one point. Mm-hmm. So, I started off with getting her phone number from a mutual acquaintance, let's just put it at that. Uh-huh. And yes, we talked for a minute, you know, we tried to put it official, you know, it was kind of cool for a while. I don't know, like, just kind of drifted away to that, you know, like, I'm not gonna say that, we still don't communicate, but it's not as much as before. Before it was, I think it was very deep. We were very deep into it, I'm not gonna front, you know? But like, you know, from just not actively seeing each other, it kind of like put, you know, just kind of like, you know, pushes people away from, like, you know, from that active communication, you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, there needs to be points where you actively do see each other, so... Yeah, there is that. I think patience is a very big factor in that, especially in long terms. You need a bunch of patience, especially because you ain't gonna be seeing that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Scarecrow said he feels for you, man.
But you know, like we still communicate. I'm happy. I'm happy about it, and yeah, it is what it is.
So have you been in a long distance relationship? I've been in one serious one, and I gotta say, it puts quite a number on you, because the way it started was, fuck, I guess I'm part of the crew, huh? It started on Discord, shit, wow.
Only outlier, look at this. that makes me feel good personally, I'm different.
Shut up, Anson. Anyways,
you're just jealous.
I mean, yes, I am, but that's
imagining.
Yeah, imagine like finding somebody outside of Discord. Gross. Anyways, but did you say sinful caviar? You have problems.
I did not. Nobody's allowed to show those nasty ankles outside.
What's
nasty?
What's wrong with ankles? Some people have ankle fetishes.
Sinful! Oh my god!
You absolute harlot.
Yeah, you harlot.
Exactly, you heathen, you vixen. How dare you walk around with those ankles out?
You fucking slut. Man, ankles.
Yeah, I mean, collarbones are okay though, right? Collarbones.
No.
Wow, y'all are a bunch of nuns. Wow.
Exactly, be a follower of Jesus or show those nasty ankle out.
I like that. Anyways, so. Yes, I have been in one. It did put quite a number on me, I would say. It started off really nice. And, like, I would say most love at first sight relationships, it started off with a bang, you know? Fireworks, everything. You're really happy. You're really into this. And then you get into the honeymoon phase and you're like, everything is cute. When they breathe, it's adorable. When they speak, it's adorable. You know that whole stuff. When they send you, like, a picture of the sky, you're like, aw, just... the honeymoon phase, and then you get into that phase where It's that phase where it's more of a retired couple kind of thing. You're just both chilling. So you'll be on call for hours and barely even talk. You just enjoy the fact that you're in each other's company. All that good stuff. It was fun. But I would say I was a different person then than I am now. And because of the type of person I was at the time, the relationship ended. So I am glad it ended because it taught me some lessons. And without that relationship, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it was a necessary obstacle. That's what I would put it at. But yeah, so the next question is going to be, do you recommend them? Why or why not? Caviar, you first.
Do I recommend long distance relationships?
Yes.
If you're ready for it, then yeah. It's not like, oh, you have to do online dating. It's like, if you find your lover thousands of miles away, then do it.
Yeah.
If you can't, then just don't.
What about you, Mommy?
I think that you should do whatever makes you happy. I've been in multiple long distance, and it's fun. It would be way better for them to be that closer.
Right.
But it was still fun.
So far, we don't have anybody against it. I will say, okay, everybody in chat, tell me if you guys do recommend it or not. I'm hoping to see some differentiation in opinions. Nasa, how about you? Do you recommend it?
If you feel like you've found the right person and that they have good, they're communicating well with you and you like them and they like you back, I feel like you should go for it.
Alright, so it very much depends on your mindset. I gotta say that. If you feel like you can deal with the waiting, and you can deal with not really knowing what they look like until you get in a video call with them, you know what I'm saying? And if you feel as though there's nobody, at least in a close vicinity of you, that you think is, worth at least your time or worth the chance, because they don't really, you don't really mesh with anybody that you at least live near with, then, go for it. But other than that, it should a long distance type of thing, at least for a long distance relationship, romantically wise, I should put that. Just friends, yo, go for it. There's bunch of niggas got internet friends, and you know what? It works out most of the time nowadays. But in a romantical sense, if that's what you're solely going for, I wouldn't recommend just going solely for a romantic kind.
Okay.
But if it's just more of a platonic thing and it just somehow falls into romance, good on you, go for it. But if that's what you're going in right off the bat, I'd say not. If you're going romantic off the bat.
So Scarecrow says, I recommend it if you are a very strong-willed person. Interesting. If not, I do not recommend it for you. Olive says, noodles. Scarecrow also says, don't be like my ex. Hey, yo, keep that personal stuff out of here, Scarecrow. Chill out. We don't expose people.
Damn, nigga, got some personal baggage. You good?
Right? You good, fam? What happened?
Yeah, this is the homie check-in station. Nigga, you good?
Yeah, you okay, man? Is everything all right? He's going to take a minute to type. Anyways, while he's typing, I am a little curious, though. The dynamic of a long-distance relationship, don't put me out on the spot. Well, you got to answer it anyways. So the dynamic of the long-distance relationship is that, like you said, Antimatter, you are not seeing them much unless you do a video call. So a lot of the time, you are just, you have this imagination of them in your head, and whatever they are in your head, it's usually what it is. And humanity tends to have a very positive, imagery, unless it comes into, situations, then the situations usually become negative. So your voice is a huge part of that relationship. Whenever you're in a long distance relationship, it's all about how the voice is carried, the tonality, and the communication. What are you guys' experience with that? Nasa, you first.
What was it again? I've forgotten.
I just said the question 2 seconds ago. So
I will write them as forget.
It was in regards to a big part of long distance relationship is going to be your tonality, the way you say things, how your voice sounds, and just in general how your voice carries, whether it's via text or via voice, you know, call, because you won't always be video calling. So what are your impressions on that?
I feel like you should like tell, reassure them. Like, in my opinion, from my past relationships, they didn't really reassure me that much. So I feel like they should, like, reassure their partner once in a while that they still like them. And yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Okay. Myself again. Long-distance relationship, a huge part of it is going to be tonality. Whether it's via text or via voice, you won't always be talking. You won't always be video calling them. So a huge part of it would have to be how good their tone carries, the words they say, how well they carry their voices. Just what are your experiences with it, and what do you suggest or advise?
Just always text them. Like, it could literally be something simple like, oh, I'm gonna go eat now, because that's something I do with my boyfriend currently. Like, I'm gonna go to walk to the store now, I'm gonna go do this. I think it's just very important to update them. Like, you don't have to update them like on every single thing you do, but it's just like, tell them what you're doing every now and then, because it gives them reassurance that you're, like, you're always thinking of them and they don't have to worry about the things you have to do.
Okay, next up, antimatter. What are your thoughts on it?
Alright, so I'm not going to ask you to repeat the question.
Okay. Scarecrow wants you to.
Scarecrow, I'm not repeating the question.
The Scarecrow wants it. Now I want to give him his request. Now repeat the question for Scarecrow.
All right.
Exactly.
A big part about long distance relationships is all about how well your tonality carries. You will not always be video calling, so a lot of it is either via text or via voice calls. So a big part of it is going to be what they seem to be saying in your mind and how well you perceive it. You wouldn't be perceiving any visual imagery, because that's a huge part of what humans are. You would just be perceiving things through your ears or via reading them. So what are your experiences with how well the tone is carried, how well conversation is carried through long distance relationships?
There you go. I hope you got the question you wanted to hear. So what I gotta say on that is, you gotta try and be very like, not always expressive, but very expressive on your text. Like recently, like I'm a boomer when it comes to texting. I'm not even in front. All right. Like, most you'll get out of me if you send me something funny is a ha, an ha, lowercase. That's about it.
Lowercase.
So I don't. You get a lowercase ha from me. I'm not gonna front, but like I had to learn like how to actually properly text when I was talking to her. So I learned how to use emojis. It was crazy.
Oh snap!
Like a whole new realm opened up to me, because I was like, yo, do I use them every single time? It's like, no, you don't have to. Really? Okay, got it. No, you don't have to use them every single message. So I learned that. So yeah, so it eventually went from texting to actually talking, and that made it so much easier. Jesus Christ, it made it a lot easier. Like, texting's fine. Like texting's fine, but I'm not used to it. I'm not used to it. She wasn't really used to it, so talking was a lot better for us. Like, if you have one party that's better at texting than talking, and the other one better at talking and texting, you'll find like a good middle ground, I believe, in either or, no matter what you decide to do. But yeah, if it's like both are better at talking, odds are you might just want to try and switch to talking as fast as you can, because you both or one of them will just assume that you're bored by the other and that you're not interested in the conversation whatsoever. I'm telling you right now.
Wow. So from what a lot of you guys have been saying, it seems like long distance relationships are a lot harder to maintain than physical relationships. I am guessing that's true unanimously for everybody.
Yes, we all agree with you one another.
Yeah. Olive seems to be a huge fan of the fact that you are from the planet of Britain, and he wants you to say certain words. Could you say those words, NASA?
Which ones?
The ones he's typing. I believe one of them is petroleum.
I can't swear. Petroleum heli?
Yo, can you say aluminum?
Hang on, give me a minute. I haven't got the brain capacity, so you need to give me a minute to try and think of how I have to say it.
How you have to just say it?
No, because I can't.
Okay, alright.
Because my brain can't process big words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you on that one. I feel that.
Very relatable.
Okay, what about garage? What about garage?
They want me to say bottle of water. There you go.
Bottle of water. Okay.
All right. Bottle of water.
What was that sigh? He was relieved after that. He's like, oh, yes.
Say bottle of water, 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 bottle of water.
All right. I do appreciate
What about a bottle of...
No, stop. Stop. This is a child-friendly podcast. Calm down.
Oh, fuck up. We were talking about the grapefruit technique like 15 minutes ago.
And yeah. Remove that.
No. Ezra, if you're seeing this, I love you. Keep it in.
It's on my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it off.
Okay. No, I am muting you. How do I mute people?
Right. Scarecrow says upload the grapefruit technique or he will cry.
Anyways, so I sent you guys each a question to answer in your DMs, and I would like you guys to answer it right after this break. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So back to the second segment. Like I said earlier, I asked each and every one of you a question, and I wanted each of you guys to answer it. The question was, we would have fewer divorces in the world if people would just blank. Caviar, you had a very interesting set of answers. You said, communicate properly with one another and be honest with your feelings, and learn to listen to one another's wants and needs. Why was that your answer?
Because I feel like a lot of relationships, even though the rate went down, I feel like a lot of divorces are mainly due to just not listening to one another, not communicating what they want and need. This could be in bed, could be in anything else. So, like, if your partner isn't helping you in one thing, then talk to them. If they don't listen, then it's just like, why?
Okay.
So it's just important to be like,
yo, that's probably one of my favorite answers so far. Another answer for you, Nasa, your answer was, stop letting men be assholes.
Yes.
So we would have fewer divorces if we stopped letting men be assholes. Explain yourself.
Yes. Because if men aren't being dickheads, then the relationships will go fine. And then there will be
just become a lesbian, bro.
Exactly. You could become a lesbian instead.
Hey.
Become a Lebanese.
That's not what it means. That's not what it means. All right. Nasa, I did want to get back to your question. So, I wanted to know, why exactly, like, are men specifically assholes? Wouldn't you consider that a little more, I don't know what it's called, genesis. What is the word? Where, like, you, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not political enough for this shit.
Oh, dude, my brain capacity isn't big enough.
But why is it only men as assholes? I feel like divorce is a neutral party for both.
We hate.
Well, for me, like, the past people have been the men. That is the problem.
Ah. No. So it's a bias answer. Interesting. Huh.
See.
And what was the main problem? So, like, what context would they be an asshole in? And this is more than one, right? So it's a repeated occurrence.
Uh-huh. See, I can't swear, so I'm trying to think of something that's...
Oh, no, you can if you need to. Don't worry. This is already a no more family friendly episode.
Well, they were all fucking dickheads, so
okay.
that
wow. Okay.
They like barely told me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like
they lacked communication and they didn't really tell me that they like.
Why is it that some relationships simply don't last? So there's so much effort put into them by both parties, right? You go to Oprah and you see a guest talk about 101 ways to talk about love, 101 ways to show love, right? And you pick 2 to 3 of those ways that suit your style and try them out on your spouse, but nothing works. And you give up on the other 98 simply to find yourself where you began. That's what this episode is going to answer. It isn't exactly that the other books are wrong. There are several books, there are several articles, there are several websites and videos all about love. It's not that those are wrong. It's that they've all lost one key factor. The simple truth is that we all speak different languages. And that unfortunately includes love. Different people have a way of seeing love. Like you, Nasa, in the time span of this episode, you've exclaimed exactly that. A huge part of what you prefer is affirmation. Telling them that you're doing good. Telling them that you appreciate the little, very little things. So your love language seems to be affirmation and communication.
And praise.
And praise. All right. And I'm going to go ahead and have everybody state what they believe their love language is. For different people, it's different things. Some people enjoy getting gifts. They feel that as a love language. Some people just love the fact that you notice little things about them without them even saying anything. My love language personally is also like what Nasa said. I love to affirm my significant other. Tell them that, hey, I really love how your hair looks today. I enjoy the shoes you wore today. I love how you dressed today. It's really beautiful. Things like that. That's what my love language is. Unfortunately, if the significant other prefers their love language to be getting gifts, or their love language to be doing stuff they tell me to do, it will not always speak the exact same way and you won't always receive it. It's like trying to learn English and somebody else speaks Japanese. At the end of the day, you will not be able to understand each other. You will simply have to resort to grunts, screams, and little actions, and that does not take a relationship very far. Caviar, what do you believe your love language is?
My love language is physical touch.
Physical touch. Interesting. Okay. How did you find that out?
I don't know. I just like hugs and touching my friends or touching somebody that I love.
Okay.
And I just, that's kind of my way of showing.
COVID was not kind to you at all, I believe, huh?
No, it was.
Oh. The question is, what is your love language?
Giving.
Giving, okay. So like
making, but like I don't but like giving handmade stuff and like giving compliments and
so like the effort, like putting effort into the little things. So
yeah,
you would rather them craft you an origami rose rather than actually buy you a rose.
Yeah, I used to I had this boyfriend and I made him like paper heart rings and
aww, it's adorable. See, that's such a unique way of looking at life, because now you start to realize, well, maybe that's why my last relationship did not work out so well. Maybe that's why me and this person did not become good friends, because the way they show affection and the way I show affection are two separate ways. Antimatter, are you back?
Yes, hello. All right.
What would you believe is your love language?
My love language?
Yeah. So we were going over it and we discussed how the reason why a lot of relationships, despite how hard they've been going at it, simply do not work out. It's not because they do not always like each other or do not like each other. It's always simply because they don't speak the exact same love language. The sad truth is that in order to have a successful relationship with anybody, you need to learn to shift outside of your comfort zone. Several books that talked about it, from the Bible, historical books, to even science itself. You always have to symbiotically converge to the other partner. Sometimes your love language is affirmation of words, telling them compliments. Some people it's receiving gifts. Some people it's the time and extra pressure they put into making gifts. What is your love language?
I'll get back to you on that. I'm finding that shit out myself.
Okay. I hear you, man. Yeah. I've been reading a few books on this, so That's why I consider myself somewhat of a residential expert in this. Yeah, I mean, you can call me the love doctor, you know, about this.
I guess, I don't know, I guess. I guess I get a lot of compliments, I guess.
Compliments, okay.
I try to be a smooth talker, I guess.
Oh, okay, so you're just all about the words, affirmation. Then there you go, that's your love language. Affirmation. Making sure that
you... I'm gay.
Okay.
Okay. We know this now. Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm lesbian for you too. Anyways,
Okay. Okay.
So that will just about wrap it. But before I do wrap it, I just want to leave it off at this one little notion. Life is life, and life will have so many baggages around it. Love is one of the most messiest things you will ever interact with, but yet it's the most beautiful creature you will ever have. To go into a relationship is to meet two of the most beautiful people ever, love and loneliness. Love will be there for you. She will teach you the things you hate about your partner. She will teach you the things you love about your partner. And she will teach you to appreciate the time away from your partner and the time with your partner. But the thing is, love is not always going to be there. Sometimes she's going to leave. Sometimes she's going to be away from you for a while. But the one girl who will always have your back is loneliness. Loneliness will be there with you when you first come into this planet. She'll be there with you on the weekends that your friends went out to hang out and didn't invite you. She'll be there with you when you're watching your favorite show and enjoying it with you, laughing with you. And at the very end, when all seems lost in the universe and you finally kick the bucket, loneliness will be there to welcome you. To fall in love is to know these two beautiful women. That's the last notion I'd like to make. Alright, before we go, does anybody have any parting words?
I love you.
Thank you. Anyways,
fuck bitches, get money.
Not you, the fans.
Oh, the fans. Oh, okay. Well, screw you too. Anyways,
fuck love. Love is for nerds. Go hit the gym.
Love is for nerds.
Go be a whore.
Go, and no. Edit that. Anyways, what about you?
I don't even know my.
What about you, Andromeda? Before we leave, where can the fans find you?
My Instagram is Morgan04X.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so you can find her on Instagram. What about you, Caviar? Where can the fans find you? How can they interact with you? Are there any new thing you want them to look out for?
You can find me in my Discord, Caviar4444. Mm-hmm. And have anything else to say, just be honest in your relationship and communicate all the time.
I like it. Very honest words. What about you, Antimatter? Anything for our fellow fans before we depart from this station?
Yes. I didn't hear what you said.
Anything for our fellow fans before we depart from this station and go onwards into the strange galaxy?
Nothing much. I want to end it. Fuck you. Just, you know, leave a like, comment, subscribe if you want. Follow us on all of our social medias.
Follow us and on we'll our Instagram see. At into.thenebula. Follow us on our Twitter at into_thenebula.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we'll see. And yeah, we'll see you when we see you. Now you say the thing.
We'll see you guys.
Wait.
Later. Yeah, what's up? Oh my gosh, yeah.
I made a list.
You made a list of what?
Okay. discord.gg/unitedfans. That was my whole list. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. So she shouted out her server. Okay, alright. Nice. But yeah,
I shouted out a Minecraft server.
A Minecraft server, nice. Well, fans, look out for that at Minecraft server. But yeah, like Antimatter said, make sure to leave a like, comment, subscribe, share this to your family and friends. And we'll see you guys later in our nebula. Stay classy.
Yeah.